I'm just trembling right now, y'all. Power of God, presence of God is wonderful. So good. I guess you see the title of my message tonight is Your Season of Harvest. Hallelujah. Pastor was talking about new season. So we are in a new season tonight, amen. In a season of harvest. Turn with me, if you will, in your Bibles to Galatians chapter 6 and verse 9. I can see that you people are hungry. You are hungry for God tonight, amen. Hungry for Him. Galatians 6 and verse 9 says, "And let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not." Amen. We will reap if we faint not. Now I believe that the people, most of the people in this church have gone through a time of weariness. I just, you know, it's just, you know, we've been going about our week or our days and our weeks, and we're just kind of trudging along, you know, and it's like, you know, God, I planted seeds here, and I've been faithful, and I've done this, and I've done that, and I've just kind of hung in there, and God's saying, yes, you've gone through a time of weariness, but now you are in the season of harvest, amen? Yes. Your time has come. Your time is now. Amen. So we're just going to receive what God has got for us. Praise God. I want to read that verse in the NIV, in the New International Version. It says, "Let us not become weary in well-doing, for at the proper time we will reap a harvest if we do not give up." Amen. So I'm declaring to you tonight that it is your harvest time. It is time for you to reap tonight the harvest of the things that you have been planning, amen? You've been planning your finances. You've been planning your tithes and your offerings, amen? You've been planting seeds of yourself. You've been giving, amen. And you know, sometimes there is just a time to receive. Amen. And this is the time for us to just receive, amen. We've gone through a time of struggle. We've gone through a time of hurt, and we've gone through a time of pain. But God's saying, no more. This is enough. I've drawn the line, amen. Now it's our time to rest. It's our time to receive, amen. It's our time to go up to another place. Right. See, the Lord knows He is in control. Yes. God has not fallen off His throne, amen. God is in more control on this earth than we can even fathom He is. See, the enemy is just like a bully. He has got a big mouth. And he's running to and fro, amen, seeking whom he may devour. But our God, our mighty God, our awesome God, he is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He's still the great I am. Hallelujah. He is still the I am for whatever you have need of tonight. Amen. He's just saying, get in it. See, get in it. He's got a water flowing, amen. And he's saying, just get in. You know, we've just been dangling our little toes in the water. But God says it's time to just jump all in, amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. He is coming back in a mighty way. He's not coming back just in a little way, amen. He's coming back with a thunder of a shout. Glory to God. The trumpet sounding, amen. It's not going to be just a little tweet, tweet, tweet. It's going to be a loud, thunderous sound when he comes back, amen. Hallelujah. And there's going to be power in his people. Glory to God. Power. So I declare tonight, it is your time of harvest. It's your season of harvest tonight. Amen. The enemy has come against the church full force because he knows his time is short. He doesn't have much more time to do what he's doing. Amen. So he is just letting it all fury go out. Amen. But it's time. It's your season tonight. It's your season for a financial breakthrough. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Your season tonight. It's your season for renewed strength. Yeah. Amen. See, the enemy has tried to just put so much on you that it's like you can't put one foot in front of the other. But the Lord is saying to you tonight, it's your time to reap the harvest of strength. Amen. And you're not going to have to do it on your own. You're not going to have to do it on your own strength. It's God's strength. Amen. It's his power. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Praise the Lord. It's your season of healing. Amen. You've been standing. You've been praying. You've been asking the Lord. You've been seeking him. Amen. You've been speaking the word. Amen. God said it's time. It's your season for your healing. Amen. And that covers your spirit, man. Amen. You might need healing in your spirit, man. Have you ever been wounded spiritually?
Yes.
I've been there and done that. And it's not fun. It's not a good place to be at. But God has a healing for you. Amen. Hallelujah. He has a new thing to do in you. Glory to God. See, I was in that place, but I'm not there now. That means God delivered me from that place. He brought me out from that place. Amen. Glory to God. That might mean that you need healing in your soul, in your mind, your will, and your emotions. See, we've been there too, haven't we? Amen. Where we were wounded in our mind and our will and our emotions. Our soul needed healing. Praise God. But here we stand tonight, glory to God, healed. Hallelujah. Healed in our mind and our will and our emotions. Glory to God. We're not led by our feelings tonight. Glory to God. We're led by the Spirit of God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I've had sickness in my body, but here I am tonight, amen, healed in my body. Of course, the devil didn't just come by just with one little thing. He comes with one thing and then another, amen. So God comes with healing this time and then that time. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. It's your season for increase. Are you ready for increase? Amen. The Lord's been speaking to us about increase. And it's our season. It's our time. Amen. I'm ready to receive tonight. God's already moving. And a lot of people's lives in here where they're seeing increase. Well, just get ready to see more and more and more and more. Hallelujah. Last days outpouring, outflowing of God's goodness right now. Amen. This season. It is now. It's your season of restoration. Hallelujah. Your season of restoration. See, the enemy has kept your family all tore up with division. But God said he is the restorer. Amen. What the enemy has tried to divide, God is going to bring together, and you're going to be stronger than you ever were before. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The vision is not of God. Amen. Restoration. It's your season for divine connections tonight. Amen. Divine connections. Glory to God. Hallelujah. It's your season tonight for vindication. God is going to do it. You don't have to do it. Amen. You don't have to do a thing. God sees all that's been going on in your life. He knows every situation. And he knows that it's not of your doing. Yeah. Amen. He knows who's behind it. The enemy's behind it. But he's saying vindication. This is your season. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We're not going to just have our little toe in the vindication season, amen. We're jumping all in. Amen. Glory to God. Glory. Yeah. Hallelujah. Woo, has anybody ever stole from you? Vindication. Has anybody ever lied about you? Vindication. Amen. Glory to God. It's your season tonight for the double blessing. Double for your trouble. Amen. Hallelujah. It's already started. It's already started. Glory to God. I think Miss Darlene and Mr. Jokey come up here and preach this tonight. They're seeing it, amen. They're seeing it left and right, amen. Forward and backwards, up and down. They are getting the double blessings. Glory to God. It's your season tonight for supernatural favor. Favor that comes from God. Hallelujah. Only from Him. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I don't know about you, but I love favor. Amen. It just tickles me when I go into a parking lot and I get a front parking space. I'm like, that's the favor of God. Amen. Hallelujah. Pastors told about when we've gone to restaurants before. There'd be a huge line, a huge crowd of people, and they'd call our name. And we're just walking up there, you know, in front of all these people, and they're looking at us like, who do you think you are? I think I'm the favor of God is on me, amen. That's who I am. I've got the favor of God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. But we've got to recognize it. Even in the little tiniest things, recognize that it is a favor of God and give Him the glory for it. Amen. It's your season tonight of the open door. God has got doors opening for you. He's speaking right now to people to open doors for you, amen, that no man can shut. Hallelujah. You're in a new season tonight. You might think, well, I've knocked on that door and I've knocked on that door and I've tried to just try to kick that door down and it wouldn't budge. But God says you're in a season now. You're in a season of the open door. Hallelujah. No man and no devil can shut that door on you. Amen. Open door. Glory to God. It's your season tonight for abundance. Glory to God. I like abundance, don't you? I like abundance of finances. I like abundance of joy. I like abundance of peace. Hallelujah. I like abundance of health. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I don't know what they're talking about back there, but it must have been really good. They like abundance of something. The Holy Spirit. Amen. I got you. Glory to God. It's your season tonight for debt cancellation. Glory to God. Debt cancellation. God is about to move by His Spirit. Amen. In a great way, you're going to see debt cancellation and you're going to say, whoa, only God. Only God could have done that. Amen. Glory to God. It's payday. It's payday. Glory to God. We always like Friday, don't we? Because of payday. Well, God's saying this is Friday. Hallelujah. Your season is now. Glory to God. Hallelujah. The day of your salvation is here. Whatever you've been believing God for, amen. Hallelujah. It's now time. It's now time. It's payday time. Let's turn to Isaiah chapter 58. Glory to God. He gets gooder and gooder, doesn't he? Amen. Glory to God. We're going to be all in before we leave this place tonight. Praise God. Isaiah 58:8 says, "Then shall thy light spring forth." I'm reading from another translation. "Then shall thy light break forth as the morning, and thine health shall spring forth speedily, and thy righteousness shall go before thee. The glory of the Lord shall be thy reward." Hallelujah. The glory of the Lord is about to shine on some places in your life. Amen. And the light is going to shine forth. Glory to God. I want to say that in the New Living Translation. It says, "Then your salvation will come like the dawn, and your wounds will quickly heal. Your godliness will lead you forward, and the glory of the Lord will protect you from behind." Right. Glory to God. God's got your back. Amen. Yes. Hallelujah. The glory of the Lord. Hallelujah. Is going behind you. Amen. And He's highlighting you. He's saying, "There He is." He's saying, "There she is right there." And He's going to pour His glory on you. Right. Amen. Right. That need or that area of your life that you've been believing Him for, He's about to shine the glory on it. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Your salvation will come like the dawn. I love that. Amen. Amen. See, you might be in a dark place. You may have been in a dark place for a while. But God says, amen, that the dawn is about to break. Yes. The light is about to spring forth, amen. Yes. Glory to God, your salvation will come like the dawn. We know that it's the darkest right before the dawn.
Yes.
Praise God. So whatever you've been going through, that dark place that you've been in, there's a new season. Light is about to come forth. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory. The dawn is about to break on your situation. God is about to move on some things in your life. Hallelujah. That means tonight your finances might look dark, but dawn is about to break. There's about to be a turning. There's about to be a change in your finances, amen. You're about to get a financial breakthrough. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And I'll tell you the truth. This is like prophetic talking tonight. I don't know what's going on. Amen. Because I don't feel like it's just a normal, I'm just preaching the word. I just got a scripture out of the Bible and I decided to preach on this. This is a prophetic word of the Lord to you tonight. Personally. Amen. Glory to God. He's a personal God. He's not just throwing something in the basket and shaking it up tonight. He's speaking to you personally, each and every one tonight. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Your salvation will come like the dawn. That means tonight you might be sick in your body, but dawn is about to break on your situation. Amen. God is about to move in your body. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Healing. 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 Glory to God. I felt it so strong when we were up there. I felt like, woo, glory to God. We just need to jump into that water of healing tonight. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Woo. Glory.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. I just want to praise the Lord for a minute. I just want to bask in the presence of God. I just want to stay in that water tonight. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory. Glory, glory, glory. everlasting Father. He's the King of kings and the Lord of lords. Hallelujah. He's the great I am. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Yes, He is. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, in these last days, the glory of God is going to be so strong. So strong in these services. The anointing and the glory. That you don't have to have hands laid on you. Amen. The glory, the glory, the glory, the glory, the glory. Hallelujah. Glory to God. That means you might not have a job tonight, but dawn is about to break. Hallelujah. It might be dark tonight, but the light is about to spring forth. Things are about to change. Doors are about to be opened. Amen. Hallelujah. The glory of the Lord is going to shine. Amen. And that job is going to spring forth. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You might be saying, I don't know what happened to Pastor Sharon. Well, all I know is that the anointing of God. Hallelujah. That's what happened. The anointing and the glory of God came in this place tonight. Hallelujah. Your salvation will come like the dawn. Glory to God. That means you might not have a spouse tonight, but the good news is that dawn is about to break. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Dawn is about to break. Your light is about to spring forth. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Your salvation will come like the dawn. That means you might be in debt tonight. You might be in debt up to your eyeballs. Have you ever been there? I've been there where the debt covered my eyeballs. I couldn't even see. But I'm not there tonight. Amen. Hallelujah. You might be in debt tonight, but dawn is about to break. Hallelujah. Those chains of debt are about to break. You're about to be loose tonight. You're about to be free tonight. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I feel your faith. I feel your faith. Amen. And faith is what moves God to act. Glory to God. So be ready for God to move on that situation. Yeah. Amen. Because your faith has touched God tonight. Yeah. Amen. Praise. Hallelujah. Glory to God. It's your season of harvest tonight. Glory to God. It's your time tonight. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I'm sorry, I'm a little bit drunk. I got to hold on to something. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Thank you. Glory. Woo! Glory to God. Woo! Glory. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.